Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho Dance Theater was founded in 1989, and over the years, collaborative relationships with Opera Idaho as well as Boise State University have been formed. And to celebrate the company's 30th anniversary, a performance called Moving Forward will be taking place Thursday through Saturday at Boise State University. And joining me live in studio to talk more about Idaho Dance Theater is their artistic director as well as the co-founder, Marla Hansen. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So, Marla, first off, why in 1989 found this dance company?
It's kind of a complicated story. My husband and I were dancing with American Festival Ballet, which is the name of the company that is now Ballet Idaho.
Oh, okay.
So in about 92, they changed their name to Ballet Idaho. And there was changes in artistic direction. The person who we were originally working for, he retired, and they brought in a new person. I was acting artistic director for a while, choreographed full-length Cinderella with the symphony playing live. And anyway, the new person they brought in, whose name I'm not going to mention.
was it just not a good fit and it was time to move on?
It was not a good fit. And actually, a lot of people moved on. And we loved Boise and had been building a cabin in the mountains. Our kids mm-hmm. were raised and everything. So we thought, well, this is what's really what happened. Is we got a phone call from a sponsor in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where we had performed our Cinderella. And they said, well, can you all come back and perform again this year? And I said, well, we have left the company, but sure, we'll come back and perform. And so we literally put together a pickup company and created a whole lot of choreography and went and performed in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And that was our first performance as Idaho Dance Theater.
And then it just went from there,
basically. It just went from there. And I kind of forgot about that because at one point they go, well, what's the name of your company? And I was, okay, I don't know. I'll get back with you on that.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that one. So here you are 30 years later. And really from that inception, mm-hmm. I mean, would you ever think that 30 years later, that you would still be doing this, but that there would also be such space for a company like this? Because as Idaho has grown and the Treasure Valley, we've also seen other artistic aspects opening up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that I ever would have dreamed that we would still be doing it. But the fact is that my husband and I both performed and danced for years and years, mm-hmm. and I love to choreograph. And that opportunity to work with other great dancers and create and choreograph and perform, it's just addictive. And it's the kind of thing where everybody would say, well, I can't wait to see your next show. And so I'd be like, okay, sure, we'll do another show.
I guess we're on the hook for another one.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's still that way. I still have people saying, yeah, oh, I can't wait to see what you're going to do next year. And so we just keep doing it. And then there's so many dancers and choreographers that they're like, they want the opportunity.
So they need space. They need a place yeah, to be able to perform.
And there's really, I mean, there are other companies, but, you know, everybody has their own mission. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that IDT has always done is really give a lot of choreographers opportunities to build their skills, mm-hmm. And bring in guest choreographers. And we do a lot of collaborations with composers and musicians. And so it was just the kind of thing where I always would, if I thought, oh, I better quit now, I'm tired, I felt like I was going to be letting down so many people.
So you just have to take a nap and then start over, basically.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the next project, as you said. This is called Moving Forward. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about what this next performance is.
Well, it's hugely diverse. And we have 8 choreographers' works in the program, including one
really?
By myself, yeah.
Wow.
And part of what we did with this show was include some alumni who have become fabulous choreographers and letting them come back into town and choreograph Jen Freeman, who started dancing with the Clear back in high school. She lives in New York. She teaches and choreographs all over the world. And so she's coming back into town, and she's choreographed a solo for Barry Gans, who's originally from Boise, and he's at Juilliard right now. Mm. So being able to bring someone from the past and someone who is going into the future as a professional dancer, it just it's really exciting.
What's it like for them, especially someone like Jen, who, you know, raised in Boise, she's now, you know, choreographing all over the world, and being able to bring a piece home? Mm-hmm. Is there something, you know, more meaningful or special about that when you get to come back to your roots?
You know, I think she enjoys coming home and getting to reconnect with family that she doesn't get to see all that often. Mm-hmm. I think she feels like she can be an inspiration to other dancers in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, Boise is vibrant. And if you want to be a professional dancer, a professional choreographer, teacher, whatever, you can do it. You can start here, you can stay here, or you can move on. I think she feels a sense of responsibility and that she can be an inspiration to others.
Would you have said 30 years ago that someone could have stayed in Boise in the arts and really made a living out of that? And I ask that because there does seem to have been a sea change in maybe the last two decades when it comes to being able to have a really viable career in the arts.
The whole starving artist syndrome, that is true
right.
in some respect. Everybody has to have other ways of making an income. I'm very fortunate that I got my master's degree when I might not have, and it was suggested, why don't you go ahead and get your MFA? And which allowed me to apply for the teaching job at Boise State, where I direct the dance program, the dance minor. But a lot of dancers, besides teaching, they also have restaurant jobs. Mm-hmm. Even dancers that are full-time with Ballet Idaho, when the season's over, they're looking at other work. You have to be passionate, and you also have to be flexible. And I don't mean physically.
that helps, too.
But I think people have to be, first of all, they have to trust. And that's something
that's a hard thing sometimes.
And that's something for me and my husband. It was just, we just kept on keeping on, you know. Yeah. But it's very difficult because there is no real full-time work that's year-round. Mm. Everybody has a variety of jobs. And some people can manage to do it by teaching, choreographing, performing, you know, anything that comes their way. If they're versatile, they can do it. And if they're passionate.
And it comes down to the community supporting it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Marla Hansen, she's the artistic director and co-founder of Idaho Dance Theater, going into their 30th year with a special performance called Moving Forward. It will be performed Thursday through Saturday at Boise State University Special Events Center. So you can get more information there. Thanks for coming in today.
And tickets are available on our website.
Good to know.
And at the door an hour before showtime.
It's always good information. Yep.